money for you.
There are endless hidden costs.
Oh, yeah, we'll buy it back whenever.
We'll pay you a fraction of what it's worth. There are two sides to every story. If you bought a home on a holiday park, contact Holiday Park Advice Centre. Because if you were missold, we can help. Text JUSTICE to 78900. Fees apply.
K107 weather.
Cloudy across the northwest with rain in places, brighter elsewhere with sunny spells, highs of 28 degrees Celsius in the south and 17 in the north.
K107 News.
Let's go there!
Excellent!
Woohoo!
So,
hello.
Yep, good morning.
Hi. Hello.
And school is out.
Yay.
It is actually out.
I've
and
been
here
out for
we
2 months,
but
you know.
We're still dedicated, right? So who have we got today?
Sorry, the screen went dark, but hi, Liliana. Hello.
Hi, I'm Penny.
Jackson.
And Charlotte.
And Liliana, special show.
Oh God, it's my last. What?
It is. Liliana has now left kind of properly, so... That's very exciting.
Officially. Off I go, bye bye.
Yes, what can we expect on the show today, guys?
Music!
Yes.
Musical fact. Top 10, which we have not found yet, but...
Oh, I have a dream.
Oh,
excellent.
Yay!
We love that. And if I'm not correct, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looked like you have a track from a local band, is that correct?
Yes.
Ooh, I spotted that when I'm looking forward to hearing that, because I spotted that as I was putting the... I was downloading everything, so this is exciting.
Crazy. Well... First track, I guess. What do we have? We have Cute Mew Mew Magic by Toby Fox, which I haven't had on in a while. Bye.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Beyonce.
Hey guys, it's Bruno Mars.
What's up, this is David Guetta.
This is K107 FM.
With Rise and Shine by the Cardigans. Woo!
Nice.
Big. Yep.
Right, things have happened this week. Let's do this.
Or last week. Oh god. I have a kitten now. I'm getting another kitten on Thursday. Duke of Edinburgh and.
Of course.
The show. Yeah.
And tell us about the Duke of Edinburgh. Remember you said you were going to do that?
No.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Sleeping in a tent is not for Liliana.
No. Don't do it. Just don't. That's all you need to know.
Loving it. Right, moving around.
It was a few weeks ago. I went to Silverburn Festival.
Of course.
Which had Rory's band playing at Echo School. Mm-hmm. And they were really good. And there was tons of different bands playing and it was quite a good day. Nice weather.
Who was it?
Well, I forgot.
Obviously a very memorable place.
Yeah. It's like in a foresty kind of area.
Okay.
But it was quite good and there was a lot of good weather. It was very hot and there was a lot of bugs.
Oh yeah, it was that kind of thing.
Yeah. But that was good.
That sounds great.
The show. Yeah.
Show was amazing.
Yeah, it was really good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Yeah. Let's keep going around and we'll come back to the show. Jackson?
the show, school.
Last week.
I went shopping.
Woo!
Yeah.
What did you buy? It was obviously very
wow.
Figurines, Lego.
Oh wow, brilliant. That is good.
Lego's like £1 million nowadays.
Oh my god, by the way.
Yeah, it's true.
It's like
I really want the up house.
Oh, that'd be nice with the balloons. Is it not like supposed to be about a penny a brick?
Around about, it usually is about that, but there's just so many pieces and you're like, oh, jeez.
Aye, when you've got them sort of 1,000 bricks, then it starts to add up. Alright, Charlotte?
I've just had tests and I finished my book. Finished the Maze Runner today, and that's been about it.
Cool.
I've just been waiting on school finishing.
I think we all have.
I'm done.
You long time.
Yeah.
Ago. So last week, how did it go, guys? What was the sort of day to day in classes? Was it lots of like, oh no, we must keep working, or was it no bit more of?
It was so boring, like. Everyone wanted us working, but there was no work to do, so they'd just give us random stuff to do. And
that's
it's
annoying.
I'm seeing nods like, from elsewhere in the room here.
Like, when we got you for cover, and it was Dr. Black, traitor, left us. And on our last day of chemistry, we got assigned an achieve quiz, and we're told to fill out the mind maps on chemical equations. Normally we get to make s'mores and eat them on the last day.
Oh, that's diabolical.
No, we got an achieve quiz.
Wow.
Outrageous.
Shocking.
I was talking to one of the girls in my chemistry when we were in biology, and she said that she's going to slime Dr. Black when she comes back. She's getting slimed out.
I'll let her know to like, wear a raincoat. That's funny.
We might need a bit more than that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so show as well. Let's talk about the show. Tell us about the show. Who's going to go on that one? Well, stage manager. Let's go to our stage manager. Tell us about the show.
I think the show went quite well. We don't talk about the Thursday.
No, we don't talk
about
it.
No,
we don't talk about Thursday. No, it's like...
It wasn't that bad.
It was that bad, trust.
The mics, oh.
Yeah, the mics were just horrendous on Thursday.
Half the time you couldn't even hear Ursula, then all you'd hear is, mid-song.
Yeah, but why were they horrendous?
Well, that's the thing, and do you know what? So yeah, we had a bit of a shocker of a show technically on Thursday. But do you know what? I've spoken to a lot of people who were actually at it, and they said to me, okay, you know, we could tell that you're having problems, but it really, like, from an audience perspective, it actually wasn't that bad. It was school show kind of these things happen. But I went in on Friday morning and basically reset everything. Like I said, everything back to kind of default settings on the desk and tested every single mic and all of that. And then we came in the evening and the thing just ran like a dream. And I think it's a mark of a good team that we can have an issue like that. Like, because we all went away at the end of Thursday going, oh God, we just need to give up, we're rubbish. And certainly I did. And then actually, but we regrouped and amazing show on Friday. And that's the mark of a good team. So well done to everybody. That was like pulling out the bag was just fab.
I think like for school shows, it's okay to have that stuff because you don't expect perfection. But if it was like just like Broadway or like an actual thing that you've paid like good money to go see, then that would just like ruin the whole thing.
Since it's a school, since it's kids,
you're just there to support them. It's
you're right
fine.
Enough, but at the same time, I think from our perspective, we want it to be as close to Broadway as possible. And the way that you guys work and handle it, you know, I can tell that you're like that too. So, and as I say, we regrouped and had a fantastic Friday. It was a brilliant show. And in fact, the two prior to the third, even the Thursday, let's say, people tell me it was absolutely fine. So
Friday
was a great show, really good show.
Yeah.
Shall we have a track?
Yes, we have Unbearable Beauty by Ashbury Heights. Enjoy.
Gaga.
This is K107 FM.
You can still nip into the multi-award-winning Burnt Island Butchers from Monday to Saturday and enjoy unrivaled service and quality. Or you can now go online to tomcourts.co.uk and order for delivery anywhere on mainland UK. Treat friends and family and send Lauren to Liverpool, some haggis to Hull, or just get what you love delivered to your door. Nip in, log in, tuck in. Tom Courts, 213 High Street, Burnt Island, and tomcourts.co.uk.
At the coast, one call could save lives.
Coast Guard.
In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
If you're like Dave, who orders his weekly supermarket shop online, or like Sandra, who renews her insurance through a comparison site, or even Alan, who orders his office supplies online, you could be raising free donations every time you shop. When you shop, renew or order online through Easy Fundraising, thousands of big brands will donate to organisations like K107FM. And it doesn't cost you a penny. Search Easy Fundraising and K107FM and make your money count.
We're First for Ford, we're here for you. For a great new car or a quality used, for service parts, for finance too. Call today and see us.
Your Ford Centre, First for Ford. Call today and see us. Your Ford Centre, First for Ford. First for Ford for you.
With over 500 cars and vans in stock, we've got what you're looking for.
Your Ford Centre, First for Ford. First for Ford for you.
Your Ford Centre, a family-run business. Visit yourfordcentre.co.uk.
Hi, this is Calvin Harris.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
Hey, this is Lady Gaga.
This is K107 FM.
Everybody.
Welcome back, and now we're...
What was that track?
Oh, that was Run It by Stray Kids.
Whoa!
And now we're doing our top 10, which is smallest... Oh, there we go.
Yeah, guys, couldn't hear
anything. Well, that might be my fault. Right.
So we've got top 10 smallest animals, I want to say.
Yes,
so at number 10, we have the smallest octopus, which is an octopus wool.
Wolfie.
Yeah. So,
it's a bit sleepy.
It is measured in less than an inch, but
so it escapes from stuff.
Yeah, and
whoa.
It's been known since at least 1913,
which is quite recent, actually.
Yeah.
Discovering.
Indeed.
All right, next one.
Right, next up, we have at number 9 the smallest antelope, the royal antelope. It is a 10 inches in height and weighs about 5 or 6 pounds. Oh,
that thing is stinking cute.
I know.
It looks like about 3 animals that have been put together like a jigsaw.
Oh, it really does. It looks like it has like...
It's got the head of one thing, the body of another thing, the legs of something else.
The legs look like they belong to a giraffe. They're like so long and skinny.
Weird looking thing. Okay.
No, but it's so cute.
Oh, very cute.
Okay, number 8. Is the smallest seahorse, which is Denise's pygmy seahorse.
Aww.
And it's less than 3/4 of an inch.
Wow.
Oh my god.
They're very good at camouflaging and blending with their surroundings, and it looks kinda like an embryo.
It really does, like a bright orange embryo.
Yeah.
It looks weird, but it's so cute.
It's adorable.
This is just like cuteness per,
I know. Anything that's small, I want it.
Right.
Oh, real.
Number 7 is the smallest bat, the Kitty's Hogged Nose Bat, also known as the Bumblebee Bat.
Right, so it's like this size.
I don't think the size is there.
Oh, no, it's at the end.
You can see it on this person's palm, though.
They reach only about an inch.
Aye, so about that big.
Oh, it's so stinking cute.
Very sweet.
I want it.
It's also the smallest mammal.
Is it? It does remind me of bats I've seen at the building where my summer school happens. They're bigger, slightly bigger than that, but similar.
Oh,
right, Penny, last one for this round.
And at number 6, we have the smallest mammal, which is an Etruscan shrew. Let me find the size. It is 1.8 grams and an inch and a half tall, so... Very tiny.
It's got a big nose.
Yeah,
very
the shrews
nose.
Do, but if my memory serves, like they look sort of really small and cute, but they're quite like razor sharp teeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they'll strip your finger, given half a chance, you know.
I don't know if this one could though.
I think it's the size of a finger.
You get a little scratch.
I agree.
Vicious little animal.
Right, let's have a song.
Right.
Oh,
so
yes.
Next we have Echoes of Departure by Permacrisis.
Oh,
enjoy.
How many times do I have to hope for this?
it's time for a musical fact. So, Edfest is coming up next week, and it is an epic 2-day festival to celebrate the 5th anniversary of Iron Maiden. The festival takes place in Knebworth Park on Friday and Saturday, the 10th and 11th of July, with headliners Iron Maiden and support from Darkness, The Who, Airborne and The Almighty. This next song is Aces High by Iron Maiden. Enjoy!
We'll be right back. This is K107 FM.
That was Aces High by Iron Maiden, and resuming the top 10.
Woohoo!
Yay! So, smallest animals, number 5 we have the smallest frog.
excellent!
P. Dorfrein.
Yeah.
Amiensis.
Oh, well done.
7.7 millimetres long.
Like
that.
Oh,
fly size.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's the size of a coin.
Yeah, it's smaller than a coin.
Yeah.
Not even half the size of the coin.
Wow.
They're so small due to their diet.
Oh, so they don't eat very much.
Oh.
Well, you wouldn't if you're that size.
Yeah. It's also the smallest vertebrate.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. At numero 4, I don't know in Spanish. I don't take Spanish. We have the smallest monkey, which is the pygmy marmoset.
I love marmoset.
They're also known as the pocket monkey, little lion, and dwarf monkey. They weigh 4.2 ounces on average, and they measure just over 5 inches.
So that's about...
So,
oh, it's an ounce to 25 grams, so...
You're very small.
Just over 100 grams?
Yes.
Very small.
In your hand.
Very little, so cute!
Yes.
Right, number 3.
Right.
Why? Well, of course.
The smallest bird, I think we all know this one, the bee hummingbird, which is less than 2 grams and 2 inches long. Theoretically, 16 of them could be mailed first class using a single stamp.
I love that. That's a great way to measure the size of things.
You could mail them.
Send them in the post.
Please don't, that's cruel.
Don't do that, that's not nice.
They're so cute. Oh, they're so cute, by the way.
At number 2, we have the smallest deer, which is the northern hoodoo.
Mm-hmm.
There are 2 species of the hoodoo from South America, and their height is 14 to 18 inches, and they weigh about 7 to 13 pounds.
They're about as heavy as a house cat.
They're so cute, but they grow up, they're not so cute when they grow up.
They are ugly when they grow up. But if I just have the baby and then I can like get rid of it, then when it's an adult, that's fine.
Number 1 we have the smallest primate. What's a primate?
I was going to ask that very question. What is a primate?
Like a monkey.
Yeah, it's like stuff that's related to like humans.
Opposable thumbs.
Like chimps.
And... How are we pronouncing this? Madame, Berthes, Mouse.
Madame.
Lemur.
How
so
big
it's,
is
that? It's a lemur. 3.6 inches.
Okay.
And
so
weighs just over an ounce.
Just weighs over an ounce.
They have very big eyes.
Yeah.
Reminds me of an eye.
I was going to say exactly that. It does. It, you know, with the big finger.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
I
enjoyed that one. That was a good one.
Yay.
That's my song.
Woo.
Next up we have I Feel It Coming by The Weeknd.
Hell yeah.
Good choice.
Bye.
What you really like, baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight, just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, 'cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you've been through. A simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me. Not the single type, so maybe this the perfect time. I'm just trying to get you high, fade it up this touch. We don't need a lonely night, so baby I can make it right. You just gotta let me try to give you what you want. You've been did to you. You don't have to run, I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Listen to your favorite station, discover amazing podcasts, and enjoy hours of free audio content, from music to talk shows. Nation Player has something for everyone. The all-new Nation Player app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player. We're on. Are you?
Looking to get stronger, feel more confident, or finally hit those fitness goals? Train your way with personal training at Fife Sports and Leisure Trust. Our highly skilled trainers are hand-picked for their expertise, giving you one-to-one support that's tailored entirely around you. Choose your trainer, set your goals, and start seeing real results at gyms across Fife, including Kirkcaldy, Carnegie, Leavenmouth, Michael Woods, and the brand new Cowden Beef Gym. Take the first step today. Visit fifeleisure.org.uk and search Train Your Way.
Still handing out flyers like it's 1995?
Oh no!
It's time to join the 21st century, my friend. Advertise with us and get your business booming. No more chasing down customers with flyers or shouting over the fence.
Shut up!
Whether you're a local cafe or a big furniture store, we've got the perfect way to get your message to the people who matter right here in your community. So why wait? It's time to stop yelling and start broadcasting. Call K107FM, where your business actually gets heard.
Okay, that was Fleetwood Mac with Sisters of the Moon.
I haven't heard that for ages. That was a great track.
So good.
So, yeah.
Holidays! Let's talk about it. Oh. What's happening? Who's Jackson, go first since you're our closest.
Go.
Well, shuffle, shuffle, right, there you go.
I wrote here for a week, and then I'm off to my grand's for 2 weeks, and then I'm back for a week, and then I'm going to London. So,
ooh,
that's my.
Are you going to see someone?
Who? I'm seeing the weekend.
Yeah, the weekend. So I thought you were going next year to that, or is that Olivia Rodrigo?
That's Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia Rodrigo. Whoa.
Okay, yeah, pass my grand's.
Today, after, well, right after this, I'm going down the high street with my friend, and I'm gonna get coffee in Costa, my latte, my second latte, and I'm going to Waterstones to get the second Maze Runner book, Scorched Trials, and not this week, but the week after, then I'm going to be to York, so... Yeah.
Nice, York's
that's
a
me.
Lovely city. Right, Betty?
You've got lots of people. Yeah. Tomorrow I'm leaving at 3 a.m. to go down to Alton Towers. We're going to spend the day at Alton Towers on Sunday and Monday. Then Monday night we're going over to my aunt's. And then I think we're going to chill with my aunt on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Thursday we're going to be at Fort Park. Friday we're going to do a little bit more something chill. And then Saturday we've got Nebworth, which is going to be fun. And then... the stock it's going to try get me like a little volunteering thing in the Adam Smith at some point in the holidays. And I'm going to have, well, my auntie brought her electric guitar over, so I've got that for most of the holidays as well. So,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's awesome.
That sounds great. Right, Liliana?
I feel a bit boring. I've not got much going on. Yeah, the most exciting thing happening is on Thursday I'm getting the second kitten. Still looking for a job, by the way. Oh, my
anyone
goodness.
Anyone wants to employ Liliana, right, contact K107FM. But more exciting than that, you're off to the next step.
Oh, yeah, I'm going off to uni. Oh, bye-bye. Last job.
Last job.
Goodbye forever.
Thanks for that. It's a little bit apocalyptic.
I mean, what else can I say?
So, very, very quick highlights of Radio Tech for you over how many years have you been doing this? Is it five? 5 years?
Four?
Is it you starting about third year?
End of second year, something like that.
We started in S1.
Yeah, we started, we were fresh.
Yeah, you're really me.
Yep.
We were new meat. We were like first ones on.
Yep.
Yeah, but before that, I was doing the equality show.
That's right, I remember that.
Show.
Equality group and all of
yeah.
that. All right, that but any particular highlights before we hand to Charlotte to finish things off?
It was fun, I don't know.
Well, we've loved having you on, Liliana, and it's been a pleasure working with you all these years. And, Stage Tech and radio as well, and I just hope that you come back and do a show with us at some
point. Of course.
Pay us a visit.
You have my email. Just whenever. Let me know. I'll be like, hi!
We'll email, darling. We'll email. We'll email.
Yeah.
Okay, so how long we got, guys?
We've
got 41 seconds into this, I believe.
Whoa.
Because we're now practicing this business of talking over the bigger things of tracks.
Yeah, this is my new thing.
Yes, sure.
I love it.
I'm loving it. Like, it's proper pro radio. This is what we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So, Charlotte, you can take it from here if you like.
So, as our last track, we are going to have Paris, Texas by Lana Del Rey and SYML. And we will see you after the holidays.
We will.
Good.
I will.
Bye from all of us.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 With a suitcase in my hand, I had to leave. Knew they wouldn't understand. When you know, you know. When you know, you know. It's time to go. When you know, you know. Then the more you know.
song.